Okay, Darcy Miller, here to talk to you a little bit about what we're seeing in the market for 2019 and beyond. Last month, we debuted a brand new exhibit at KBIS, with a feeling of modern. We introduced a brand new logo on the exhibit. So Wellborn is still the same brand, we just have a brand new look, trying to keep up with the trends of modern, fresh style. I feel this is the best way to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in our industry, as this booth took several years of planning and research. So you can't really talk about design trends without talking about color. Color is the number one selection choice that is made in a kitchen or bath scenario by customers. Currently, we're seeing paints represent 78% of our sales. Stains are representing 17 to 20%. And we've recently introduced, in the past 3 years, a brand new line, Aspire, which is a frameless line for us. We did a soft launch on it just because of manufacturing and dealer training. It's a brand new line. European or frameless cabinetry is a completely different design style, so there's training issues as well as labor issues as far as finding people to actually manufacture it. So currently DLV, melamine and acrylic, which falls up underneath of that, is trending to 5% of the market. We estimate that if we had opened it up to our whole customer base, it would represent possibly 15 to 20%, so it's a huge sale. It's a huge surge for such a new product for us. Trends by paints and stains. We've completely flip-flopped over the past 8 to 9 years, where a stain was 78% of sales. Currently, it's paint. Within the painted category, white is absolutely still our number one seller. This is due to HGTV, magazines, everybody still wants that white kitchen, though those numbers are starting to decline slightly. White accounts for 60% of all the sales within our painted category. The rest of the 40%, all shades of gray are our number two seller. We're warming up our palette, readjusting it to meet these demands. Before it was a cooler gray, but now we're seeing trends in warming in the home. People want to have more inviting environments than they did right after the recession. Nature-inspired paints, blues and greens definitely make up the rest of that 40%. We also introduced olive, which is a replacement for an older color. We are reworking our paint palettes to reflect what's going on and being requested in the market. So moving beyond paint, stains are definitely making an upswing. It's our stains really could be considered some of the number one requests we're getting from our customer base. And it's definitely walnut. We're hearing walnut, walnut, walnut. Now, walnut would never be added into the Wellborn product line. We're not interested in doing that. But we have introduced some stains to meet that need that would go across the species that we do offer, saddle, which is a warmer finish, as well as suede. We also are having requests to do a walnut drawer option, and we are considering that, adding that in the next year or two, as well as currently in our spec book, we offer walnut kits and accessories, so it's definitely a big trend right now. People want walnut. It's trickling down from the from custom shops, and it's getting more mainstream as people are seeing it more and more on the internet and channels such as that. Warm gray stains. Gray is still there, but it's warming up. But we're getting more and more requests for gray stains instead of the paints. So we introduced two finishes, shale and gauntlet, to meet both of those needs. They're requesting opaque finishes, wanting to see more and more of the grain, so that's an indicator that stains are ramping back up over paint. This is our Aspire cabinetry. Both of these sets that we exhibited at KBIS featured three brand new DLV materials in the warm family. Again, warming up. It may be a contemporary, modern European look, but they still want that warmth. And if you notice, one of the melamines is a walnut inspired. So walnut is even making its way into laminates. Gloss and matte acrylics. White is still the number one seller within these acrylics. And within Aspire, even though it's 5% of our sales, 90% of those sales are in the DLV material. We offer all of our door styles in wood in the frameless line, but that's really only accounting for 5%. So this is really a nod to that IKEA effect and millennials moving their way into the marketplace and being stronger buyers. They're seeing things at IKEA, and we're trying to meet those needs with some of the additions that we're doing. And then white is starting to decline, so you're seeing more and more color emergence. We have a good program called Color Inspire that's done pretty well for us, where we will paint any cabinet, a Sherwin-Williams or Benjamin Moore stain. You're not just seeing it in cabinetry, in wood, or you're also seeing it in metals, also in the acrylic offering that we have in our Aspire line. So after color, door styles is the number two consideration when choosing spaces for a consumer. Our sales are heavy in shaker-inspired looks with flat panels. Raised panel furniture looks are making their way out. Inset cabinetry is another filter down from custom shops. And slab cabinetry, which reflects the European fresh, clean styles that that are trending. So this chart shows a little bit about where we're at in our door material sales. Maple has continuously, prior to 2014, been the biggest seller at 71%. But if you notice, 2018 at 47% in sales, which is getting eaten up a lot by MDF, and this is following that paint trend, and also the trend of trying to keep up with imports, trying to make the kitchen more affordable, because Chinese imports are really driving the prices of kitchen cabinetry down, so we're having a hard time competing with that. An answer to that is painting MDF doors instead of maple, plus it also reduces a lot of the quality issues you might have out in the field. It's a more stable material to paint in as far as different environments. So shaker-inspired doors, at the exhibit, we really only showed 5% of raised panel. All the rest were either slab or shaker-inspired. Another request we've been having and we're looking at doing is instead of, Wellborn typically has always offered their flat panels as reverse raised panels, solid hardwoods. We're looking at adding a lot of these in veneer sonal panels, especially on painted finishes, to reduce that cost of a kitchen. Again, in direct competition with imports, it can definitely reduce the cost of a kitchen to about 15%, so that's a good jump. Okay, so inset, worth mentioning, not a huge amount of our sales, but people are starting to request and want that inset look. Modern, traditional, transitional looks, worth mentioning. And then slab door styles with DLV material, huge request. People want that sleek, clean, modern look with clean lines. So this answers that trend as well, especially within the Euro line of Aspire. So once you get beyond the exterior aesthetics of a kitchen, to get those clean lines, it's really all about maximizing storage on the interior of these cabinets so that you can create clean countertops, clean looks. So hidden components, also this is a set that we exhibited that is a dual purpose multifunctional space, a laundry room, which also creates a me space for a consumer, where they have dogs. You can hide away certain things. The island in this set was a grooming station where you opened it up and you could put your dog in and shave his hair. Pet food storage, which is literally just a canister storage solution for a kitchen that we used for doggy snacks, as well as wastebasket cabinets used as food storage. So really it's all about maximizing the interiors. This is another way that we can compete and profit off of competing with imports. Another example of this is a nice tidy powder room where the clean look on the front is two drawers, but once you open the top drawer, there's a hidden drawer below. Just really creating clean, modern looks that are highly functional on the interiors. And this last example is a kitchen that was packed full of kits. This slide, I'd like to mention that you're noticing some of these kits are wood as well as like laminated and metal materials. We're still seeing 70% sales of interiors as wood kits. So that trend hasn't gone away, even though in our Aspire line, we're still, we're adding metal interiors, metal kits, but wood is remaining strong as a request for that. So a unique application would be creating space that might be underused in a home. This right here is an example of that, where stairways have a lot of space that you're just not using. So by adding wood pullouts and closet accessories, we're creating a unique application where you can create a clean exterior, nice modern look, but on the inside it's organized chaos for everyday living. This example is a furniture piece where we've created a pocket drawer for a Keurig machine as well as K-cup storage and bottle racks in the drawer. So just because you have this beautiful furniture piece, consumers are more savvy and they're demanding that they function. They have highly functional attributes about them. And the last of unique applications, we really just we're trying to push at the show and give our customer base some good ideas and to set themselves apart from imports, where we can come up with creative solutions to create these clean looks. One is using a spice drawer insert as nail polish holder, built-in storage inside the cabinet to get the paper towels off the counter, and incorporating barn door hardware, which is a trend trickling in from architecture as well as furniture pieces. So technology. Technology, we're really trying hard to partner with industry partners to create spaces that are high-tech, multifunctional, and create modern living solutions. Another way to set ourselves apart from some of the importers who are just lining cabinets up against the wall. It just creates a nice environment and solutions for your customer base. This set right here was an entertainment center. Some of the technology features in this set was Celici supplied us some hardware for the coplanar doors in the center. So that was remote controlled, and they popped out and slid across. So it hid the TV, which can be an eyesore, creating a clean space. The LED fireplace as well as RGB lighting solutions from Hayfla also create like a moody environment. So creating that me space again, specific to the person who it was designed for. Another me space is people are working from home more and more. So we're getting modern functionality out of adding an ergonomic desk lift. This is supplied from Hayfla. We also have added cabinetry that hides your keyboard and printer storage, getting all of those items off the counter, creating clean looks. And the last one is the TV lift. We've got a nice, more of a traditional look here, but we've added a TV lift so that it can also be a multifunctional space. The counter's clean to be used as other applications. Okay, so lighting solutions. This is the number one most important thing in cabinetry going on right now. And Wellborn has partnered with Hafela, and we also have added things into our spec book that make it easier for designers to add lighting into cabinetry. Hafela offers design programs where the designers can send in their plans. They'll create an electrical lighting plan for them. They can turn around and order those components through Wellborn, and it can all ship with the cabinetry. We also prep cabinets for lighting so that they fit with the components that Hafela sends. In the future, this is going to, we see this as a standard, just like when you open up any appliance. Can you imagine opening your refrigerator and not being able to have a light? So we're seeing this as the next big thing. So a little bit touching, transitional styles are still the strongest. There really isn't specific designs out there, but it's more of a mixing and a melding of different designs that kind of direct you. So we've got an industrial kitchen here. We chose not to use our Aspire line, which would be maybe in your mind something typical. We chose the warm walnut. It's more of a retro feel. Creating transitional looks helps longevity in a design where you're not tired and it gets away from that trendy. Though modern contemporary, though it seems trendy, it is. It's trending, and we're seeing it in all markets, even Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, all over. So here's two examples of feature sets that we had at KBiz. And it's not really even defined as much by the door styles and the finishes and the elements of the design, but also redefining how people are using their spaces. The top left is a master suite where we did an open concept. The left is the vanity area and the shower, and then the user would only have to walk just a few steps to choose their outfit for the day. Kitchens, an open concept kitchen has been around for a while. You hear that all the time on HGTV, but a trend that we're seeing from Europe is taking that a step further and turning the kitchen, when the kitchen's not in use, turning it into a space that can be multifunctional and used for other things such as entertaining or craft projects. That is shown in this kitchen by, we have metal doors here that hide the the oven and the microwave, as well as that butcher block right there lifted up, and it also hid small appliances. And to the left, that's a pantry cabinet alongside of a refrigerator. So once you close up the whole kitchen, it becomes more of a blank pallet space that can be used any way that you need. Some of the design elements, we're seeing open shelving. It runs the gamut. There's no real right or wrong to open shelving right now. It could be solid wood. The top left, those are solid wood, hand-scraped oak shelves from Brown Wood Products. The other two, those are out of our spec book. They're painted finishes, wood to match the cabinetry. And those are also our shelves over there used with the metal. But you're seeing it also in stone, glass, metals, any type of material right now, just to create like a unique look within the space. Mixed metals. Mixing metals within the space, you're seeing that. Metals sometimes are taking over a little bit from wood products. As you can see, there's a wrought iron corbel, which is, you know, of course, taking a place of a wood product. We're seeing more and more metal hoods in place of the, you know, maybe 10 years ago where everybody was doing mantle hoods and chimney hoods. We are actually seeing a 20% decline in moldings and corbels as far as our sales, but that's really just because of the design styles at the moment. And last, modern hardware. I know this really isn't about wood, but just hardware has really come a long way. It defines the kitchen or bath and really seals the deal. In our Aspire line, we've added, we don't actually have a Gola hardware, but we will prep the cabinets to accept Gola hardware, which is really just a long strip of metal that allows you to get your fingers in and pull the cabinet out. It creates a nice seamless look. So we're doing a lot within our product to accept more and more of what's happening in other industries. So that concludes my presentation, and I didn't know if anyone have any questions or...